Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
What's going on, everybody? It is January 16th, Thursday, January 16th. Usually you say the day first. We got Ploof with me. I got Jake with me. And we got buzzing Band-Aids all over the internet. Let's do some talking. Impromptu podcast session. Ploof said, we got to get on the mics. We got to talk about this. Jake is in New York City with me. Did some apartment hunting. Shopping. Ploof, what'd you do all day? Did you have a grinding day? I went on national radio. Did you do anything cool?
I was not on national radio. I had to go turn in my car and get a new car today, which, as you know, that's like being at the dentist office. Might as well be. It's that painful. So
man.
Doing that and trying to keep up like with all this going on, I'm telling you, man, I'm exhausted.
It's a wild day. I mean, we'll try to recap it as we also digest it for people that have no idea. Also, there's a twist that I know Jake isn't aware of yet that I can't wait to tell you. But basically, if you aren't up to date, Beltran steps down from Mets manager, which, like, as its own combo? No.
Good job, Carlos.
I don't think he had to. I don't think the Mets needed to make him step down.
No losses.
They could have been like, hey, you know, yeah, he was named in that report as a player. No players are being punished. We're happy with our selection as manager. We're going to move forward with our Beltran, give him our full support. I don't think there would have been a problem with that. Do you guys think he had to step down?
I just, you know, with a guy like Beltran, who played as long as he did, who's had the career and he has the money that he has, like taking a managerial job already is, you really have to love it because it's a difficult position. Like it's different than it was 5 years ago, but there's new things that make it just as hard, if not harder now. Like having to answer to the media is one of them, especially in New York. And for him to have to start off his managerial career with this hanging over his head, I mean, there was probably no way through it for him. So I honestly think this is the right decision for him. I don't really know about the Mets, whatever they think about it, but I'm just saying on a personal note for Carlos, like if you're going to have to stand up and just answer these questions and kind of maybe know that you were a part of it, I mean, he doesn't have to deal with that. He could just kind of like slither away, or I don't want to say slither away, that implies something, but you know, just kind of get out and say, you know what, I'm going to go back and be with my family.
Well, I think the thing is, with Beltran, he was the only technical player that was named in this whole report. We've talked some MLBPA stuff, and that guy's probably got amnesty. And I think there's kind of another level that we've been trying to bring to light a little bit that we know about. But Beltran was named in that whole report for a reason. And just like everyone else in that report, they no longer have a job. So I think that's why he's out. I think that's the biggest reason. And I think the recurring theme, what Trevor just touched upon, was that, and I'm going to loop this back to the start because I know Jimmy and I have been getting Yankees ridiculous tweets today and stuff. This sucks for baseball. This isn't Houston beat the Yankees a couple times in recent years. I don't care. This sucks for baseball. Carlos Beltran, Alex Cora, these are two dudes that were widely respected around the league as like guys that love the game and they could pick up on a pitcher tipping pitches. And like these are the dudes that love baseball and were like awesome at the sport. And now that they're in shambles, that sucks for baseball, and all of this sucks for baseball. But the second I think you take a step back and you realize his name is in that report, he's done.
That's what they were saying on the K Show. Like the fact that MLB put his name in the report might have been a hint to the Mets. Like, hey, everyone else that's got named is getting, you know, clearing house. So maybe that's what that was all about. It is a good point. I still think they could have survived with just keeping him as a manager. Like, I don't think that fallout needed to happen.
It's
like
the Mets, man. Think about how that ends. Yeah. Think about how that ends. Not good.
The Mets were screwed either way, and they were always screwed until they show competence. Because, like, anyway, any decision the Mets make from here on out, they'll be like, oh, of course they did it. That's the Mets. And if they did it the other way, like, oh, of course they did it. It's the Mets. So until they prove competence, it'll be that, like, you know, they will be doing wrong. I like what you said, Trev, that maybe Beltran just doesn't want to deal with this. He's like, I don't need to manage right now. I'm managing 5 years when no one cares anymore. But he does really want to manage. And I think we heard that, like, Beltran's like, they're, like, mad. So.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know personally what's going on. Obviously, there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes that we're not fully aware of. So all we can do is kind of talk about the things that we're reading. And I could speculate a little bit, you know. But, again, I agree with you. I think if they got to the season, maybe they could have been okay. There might have been other things talked about. But as we stand right now, this is the only story in baseball. And kind of rightfully so, especially the twists and turns that happened today. I mean, this is now turned into an even bigger scandal than we even thought possible. Although we did mention it, you know, having some of the having some more things come to light today, I think makes it a bigger scandal than we thought it was.
So the next step in this whole crazy day is that there's an account out there called, like, I forget the actual name, but it's something SO1. It's a private account. They claim to be Beltran's niece. They were early to Beltran hiring, and they were early to Beltran being let go. They had those. So it's someone that had, like, a track record of being right about certain things that tweeted out. You know, they did my uncle bad. Now I'm going to release the buzzers. Altuve was wearing one. Bregman wears one and all that. So for me, I have let the audience on Talking Baseball know about the buzzers when, like, November, that I had heard this. Since then, I'd only heard it from a couple people. Since then, I've heard it from a couple more people, like, hey, that's actually real. That's what I heard that as well. So then this comes out. So I throw a tweet. I'm like, this is what I heard from a bunch of people as well. Like, can I confirm that it's 100% true? Obviously not. Only people that can do that are the people that wore the buzzers that have to really rat themselves out. But it's just now these rumors are getting louder and louder. There is a crazy twist to this account, Jake. Do you want to hear it?
Sure. Might already know it.
I can't wait. It's
Incarcerated Bob.
Oh, I already heard that.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Which, do you know who Incarcerated Bob is, Trevor?
I don't know what you're talking about, so this is also a twist for me.
Incarcerated Bob is, in John Ralphio voice, the worst.
Uh-huh.
He's literally a criminal that tweets out, like, a bunch of predictions, and then some are right, so he hangs his hat on them. And he has maybe 100 burner accounts that, like, if someone was to tweet me saying this, he would use his 100 burner accounts to end me. But he is, like, a convicted criminal and, like, guy you don't want to mess with.
I don't even care about the criminal stuff. He's just bad on Twitter. He's a joke on Twitter.
So this account, this Beltran's niece is this guy.
So, like, when I was on vacation, someone dug it up, like, old tweets from that account that, like, when he had a different name and he was doing Incarcerated Bob's bidding. So now I'm all twisted up. Because Incarcerated Bob sucks, and people, I was saying, like, who would make a burner account and then delete it? You know what I mean? Most times you do burner accounts for notoriety to, like, get seen and to cause stir, but going private seems different, and he did have the track record of knowing stuff. You know who would do that? Incarcerated Bob. He does a lot of this shit on Twitter. So I don't know where this twists and turns me up. It doesn't change the fact that five other people previously had told me that, you know, they were using these buzzing Band-Aids type things. But it's another wrinkle in this stupid saga.
Yeah, you know, and it's not only the guys that are wearing them that know about them, though. That's the thing, is what about the guy pressing the button?
Yeah.
You know, there's people that were involved in this that, you know, time will tell if they come out. You know, I hope none of this is true. Like, I really, really do. You know, at first, like, when I first hear the news, I'm like, man, like, I can't believe these guys would do something like that. But then, yeah, you do have to take a step back and say, well, let's let it play out a little bit, you know. Those videos are kind of damning with with Altuve, though, after he hit that walk-off. Like,
it's weird, just, right?
There's just a lot of stuff that kind of lines up, but, you know, maybe a lot of it's circumstantial. I don't know, man. But it's – how can you not dive into it? It's such an intriguing story. There's a lot of layers to it. You've heard it from multiple people. I'm starting to hear it from a bunch of people. You know, as soon as you and I started – or all of us have started doing stuff together, I've had more and more guys start to reach out with me with little tips here and there. You
see,
know,
people,
what I've heard,
people want this story out. People are always saying, like, you don't actually know anyone, John Boy. And I'm like, I didn't. But then I started doing this, and people are coming to me because there's a lot of people that hear things and want things. And they're like, hey, did you hear about this? Did you hear about this? And they want it all out. And you saw a bunch of players tweeting today. You saw, like, Bellinger. Like, if that's real, fuck that. And you saw some other people get behind it. Bauer obviously said, I heard this too. I don't know. So either it's, like, a really, really good rumor, or there's some reality to it. The niece tweets now, if that is incarcerated Bob, like, that's kind of throw that out of the water or whatever.
Yeah.
Or maybe he knows something, but I have no idea.
But, yeah, I think there's a couple things that we can dispel. Like, that, apparently now you can. I think the gold confetti for Reddick, I think that we got to talk about that and say, you know, that's almost 99% not true.
And that's where I get in trouble, because, like you said, it's fun to dive into this. So when I see that, I'm like, first look, I'm like, oh, man, that, because there was one picture that did not look like confetti at all. Next picture comes, I'm like, it looks like confetti. I'm like, all right, jump the gun on that one. Sorry, Reddick. But
it is.
I think everything's open to speculation. Like, we know the league said they cheated. So I don't think, like, they should be given the benefit of the doubt of not diving into these things when they're rumored now.
I agree with that statement. That's a great way to put it, you know. And like I tell you guys a million times, like, I'm pro player to the day I die, so I really want to see how this plays out. But if this I was thinking about this today, like, if this happens and all this stuff is true, and say there's, like, a documentary or a movie put out about it, right? That interview with Ken Rosenthal and Jose Altuve. At that time, Rosenthal, I'm sure, had been researching and writing the story that was eventually going to come out. So he already knows that there's allegations of cheating, and now he sees that Jose doesn't want the jersey off. So he leads with that question and says, why didn't you want your jersey taken off? He was trying to, like, was digging for his own story.
I didn't have it from that angle in my head yet, but that's awesome to think that Rosenthal, like, suspicious. You know what's even more suspicious than not wanting the jersey ripped off? Is that he didn't even change out of his jersey into his t-shirt on the field like every single other Astro player. He ran not into the dugout just to get some cover because his wife doesn't want to see him shirtless, which is, dude, you got more issues.
Oh, I get that. I get that all the time from my girlfriend. She's like, no, leave your shirt on.
But that's everybody.
He ran to the clubhouse to change. That's sketchy.
He's got if you're like a melted candle wax body, you go back and do that. But when you're a Jose Altuve, that guy's pretty shredded, dude. Like, you take your shirt off and you put the other shirt on the field. Like, that's, come on.
And I want to check a couple boxes that we just went over. Trevor, you mentioned that if this is true, someone was pressing the button. And who do we know would be pressing the button? Is it someone with a good reputation in baseball? Or is it the sexist guy that led the cheating department for the Houston Astros? Yep, it's that guy. Taubman, and the other thing that I think was important, you mentioned the players coming out, and we had a Bellinger tweet. Tommy Pham came out. I think he ended up being a confetti tweet. Bauer, he's always going to throw himself out there. But this is great. Whether or not this is true, I mean, we've got a lot of smoke. I'm not going to drop where there's smoke, there's fire, but we got a lot of smoke right now. And it's good that the commissioner came out with a statement that was like, hey, the Astros have been punished. We don't want players to to comment on it, and this was hilarious because we were doing our live show with Jack Flaherty.
Yeah.
Who he didn't really comment anything, but it was just hilarious, the sequence of events that happened there. But it's good that the players have said, like, no, screw this. Because if there is an ounce of truth to this, the players should be irate. Like, we're irate. We never got on the field. I know you're pissed. Like, if this was true, I know this would hurt you to your core because you pride yourself on being genuine and you you were slightly above average. You never went out of your way to cheat or go anything out of that. And it's I'm really glad that the players are saying something. Like, even if this is just a weird rumor that I don't even know what we'd compare it to. Like, what kind of rumor would spread this much throughout baseball and everything we know and then just come out and be like, oh, nope, bunch of people just talking. Like, I don't know.
Alex Wood tweeted out, the fact that there hasn't been any consequences to any players up to this point is wild.
Good.
Player on player crime. How you feel about that, Trev?
I just think that a topic like this is so sensitive that it just needs time to breathe. So yeah, like if there's players that get proved to be have done wrongdoing, you have to punish them. That's everybody's in agreement to that. I don't like to go after anybody really. Like, speculating is so, it's so hard not to get wrapped up in it. But like with these allegations, like I think you just have to let it breathe a little bit. But like you said, there is smoke and there will be people look into it, and people are going to be doing it online all, you know, until the season starts and beyond. Like, there was a lot of stuff to come out just in, you know, the 6 hours today that this is going on. I mean, people are going to find out about it. And to your point, Jake, I saw Tom Verducci. I don't really know Tom, but he's obviously a big writer, and he was on the Rich Eisen show today, and he mentioned how most of the players that are speaking out are former players, and he said the reason this is because most of the teams are doing it, most players are doing it, and that's why they're not speaking out. And I couldn't disagree more with Tom. I think that we as players, you know, I'm a former player now, but as a player, like, you're just taught to shut up, kind of, you know, like, you don't want to cause a stir. You want to just, let's just go play baseball. Like, let's focus what we have to do on the field. It's a long season. We can't have any distractions. Couple that with the league coming out and saying, don't talk about it. Guess what's going to happen? Like, there's not going to be like a flood of guys to talk about it. If there is more evidence and things start to come out, you will see everyone come and comment on it. I know a few guys, like you said, Belly, Alex Wood, Bauer, some of those guys are doing it today. And those are just the more ambitious people. When other stuff comes out, everyone will speak up about it. And I just think that the overwhelming majority of players are playing it straight up. And that's just kind of how I experienced it in my time and what I believe to still be true.
And maybe this is off the deep end. Have we confirmed that you can buzz people with a Band-Aid? Like,
yeah. It's like, okay. Yeah. It's like a, so it's like a little watch battery.
Okay.
And then you just tape it, and then there's a Bluetooth. Like it's probably an app on the phone.
Well, what's the, I mean, you got to think about all this too. Like, what's the distance? I'm sure all this stuff exists if you want it. But my Bluetooth headphones go out at like, you know, 30 feet. So.
Yo, Trev, someone told me to ask you this. Said, Maybe they used buzzers, maybe they didn't, but we're all skipping what you spoke on earlier, is the earpiece in the bullpen and the catcher giving signs.
Yes.
Someone asked me to have you tell what you heard again, if you're comfortable doing that.
So it was a player, someone got traded over to the Dodgers. I guess we could all look up who that was. The following year from 2017.
You don't need to give names, Trev.
There's not. It's not names. I mean, this is what's going on. I heard someone, just the same thing. Someone asked us that about Tyler White, right? They asked us about him.
Yeah, at the live show.
No, I don't know what the name was. This is just all I've been told. Again, people just keep reaching out to me, telling me things. I don't even necessarily want to know all these things, to be honest.
Nice to be wanted, huh?
My goodness. But, you know, they basically tried to say, you know, ask him what was going on. And there was stuff brought up about the bullpen catcher and relaying signs to him relaying signs to the hitter. And you can do that. you know, like people say, oh, that's 300 feet away, 330 feet away. It doesn't matter. Like a grown man putting his hands up and down, like you can see that. So it looks to me like there's a timeline of we bang the trash can. That kind of wasn't going to fly for forever, right? So now we have to figure something else out. And then maybe like relying on somebody else. There was too many people involved. So let's break it down and keep it as, you know, quiet and as small of a circle as we can. And maybe that's where the buzzer started, man. I mean, this is all speculation, but just the timeline kind of adds up.
It's crazy. It's all nuts. Like we said, I was talking to Rosenthal and he was like, the banging is bad, but it's a little juvenile in a way. But if you do go to earpieces and buzzers, like if that turns out to be true, it just becomes more like criminal.
Like really it's true. Bad. And then it makes people think like, wow, anybody can do this. And that's, I understand why people are like, this has got to be league wide. If they're doing it, why isn't anybody else doing it? So I understand why people think that. But, you know, in my experiences and all the people that I've talked to, this is not like a league wide thing. And maybe it's great that this is all coming out now. So it's going to stop it from becoming something that's so rampant. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Left unchecked, it could.
I don't know if you guys want to talk me off the ledge or push me off the ledge. I think I know the answer, but should we be more angry with MLB right now? Like we don't know what anything's true, but again, there's a lot of smoke and like the punishment has already been dealt. And like Jimmy said, where he started this, you know, people were reaching out in November with these rumors, and it's been whispered around the league a little bit. And again, you know, you do the science and you do the math. If you go from banging to a Bluetooth buzzer, that kind of makes a lot of sense progression-wise. Where should we be feeling with Major League Baseball right now? Because honestly, I had a furious moment today. It was between looking at my 6th and 7th apartment, so I was running low on brain cells anyways today. But I had a moment where I was like, okay, so MLB, if we get these rumors, they've got these rumors. So did they either investigate, they didn't really look into it, or they found nothing and then they kind of turned a blind eye? Or, I mean, do you think there's a chance they knew of this, but they figured that the camera and the punishment was going to be enough that they could kind of bury this? I mean, is that me getting too conspiracy theory?
I mean, I can't. I wish I could answer all those questions. I don't really know what kind of investigation was held by MLB. Like the word investigation is very vague in general. Like was there a couple phone calls made? Was there like, you know, were there multiple people hired to be on this case? Like, did they ask the right questions? Did they ask the right people? Like, who knows what their investigation entailed, you know, but it seems to me like there was a lot of people talking about it and probably not a lot of ways to prove it. And then, all it takes, like, I mean, I've watched enough, you know, mystery thrillers. All it takes is the right clue to happen, and then it breaks the whole case open, right? So, maybe that was Mike coming out and the pressure of you know, public opinion coming out. Maybe that was what finally broke it and made him look into it more. But like I said, I just don't know what they did to investigate it.
I had a fun good spin conspiracy theory because we think that all the players got amnesty for the first time to come out. So my good conspiracy theory is that all the players got amnesty to get what information they could, and then they got the buzz going on this again, literally and figuratively, so now that they can go at the players. That's my good conspiracy theory. I got all sorts of shit going on up here. It's scary.
Oh, my goodness.
It's scary.
I mean, yeah, this whole thing, is just, it makes you crazy, you know? Yeah. Like, I didn't want to spend my day thinking about this. I really didn't, man. Like, I had a lot of crap going on. And here we are in the middle of this, and it's like, it's infuriating. Like, because it's not just black and white. Like, there are, the butterfly effect of this is crazy. The guys that were getting shelled and their numbers being skewed and those dollars making this off and the guy getting sent down and the confidence level shattered. I have said this to anybody that's ever listened to me talk about baseball. I have said this for a long time, that when you go into Houston, it is by far the best home field advantage that I've ever seen in any level of baseball. I always said that. And I didn't know why, And I would say no lead is safe. These guys are killers, man. And now when I look back on that, I'm like, well, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, when you went in there, it was ferocious. If you were leading by 7 or 8 runs, it didn't matter. It's like we would always say, like, do not let up. Got to step on their throats. Let's go. Like, and shit, man. I mean, there was a reason for it, apparently. So it's crazy.
Do you think that we're going to have to, like, the commissioner's going to have to reissue us? Is this loud enough that he's going to have to say something again? I mean, he already said there's no buzzers. Like, he said that once, not in his official report, but he said it once. You know what I did? I looked at his official report. I started reading it again. It's pretty frustrating. It doesn't make sense. Like, listen to these two paragraphs. In one, the commissioner says, the investigation uncovered no evidence that the Astros players utilized the banging scheme in 2018. So he said they used it in 2017, but the key is, like, the banging scheme.
Yes.
They stopped banging. However, the Astros replay review room staff continued, at least for part of the 2018 season, to decode signs using the live center field camera feed and to transmit the signs to the dugout through in-person communication. So all you're saying is they stopped banging.
No bang.
No bang. They continued to cheat using the camera and relayed that message to the batter somehow. They just didn't bang. So you're kind of confirming that they continued to do it and confirming that they changed their method, which leaves the speculation open for all this shit.
Yes.
And then the other really confusing thing is the paragraph about Hinch. And this is a totally another topic, but it just shows that I was confused by this whole report. Like, the whole report kind of like, give me another report. Listen to this. Hinch attempted to signal his disapproval of the scheme by physically damaging the monitor on 2 occasions. However, Hinch admits he did not stop it and he did not notify players or Cora that he disapproved of it. How can you write those two sentences right next to each other?
It doesn't make any sense.
Hinch attempted to signal his disapproval. Next sentence, he did not notify players of Cora that he disapproved of it. There's two completely opposite sentences. So the whole report is kind of like, just wait, what? What are you selling me here? I don't get any of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's going to have to be something else to come out for them to reopen it. And to be honest with you, I am expecting it. Like, people find shit nowadays, man. So we weren't expecting today to happen. Like I said, we didn't want it to happen. It did. I just don't see. It sounds like there was multiple parties involved, and it's hard to. Apparently, it's very hard to keep something like that a secret. That's why they went from the trash cans. That's why they progressed into getting the circle smaller. Yeah, I think something's going to have to come out for them to reopen it.
Yeah, and I'll take us to a fun spot, as I always do. Let's roll it out there. Let's get you Trevor Plouffe on Minnesota Sports Talk Radio tomorrow. Let's get you national. Let's get Verducci talking about you again. If this is
I don't like
all
where this
true,
is going at all.
If this is all true, if it leaks out, they were buzzing dudes when an off-speed pitch was coming. Who knows if they still had the 1 for a curveball, 2 for a changeup system. If they were buzzing for off-speed pitches, which means players were getting taped up. You can't hide behind anything. It's not like, I don't know how they're doing it. We just knew if there was a bang, there's a slider. Because I kind of get it. Like, if you told me I'm going to use that information, I kind of get it. But if you're getting band-aided up and buzzed with off-speed pitches, like, genuine question, Trevor, like, what do you think should happen to the players? Because we've crossed that barrier, if it's all true.
Should have to eat a baseball without a fork or a knife?
There's been a lot of memes with this going on, by the way. Like, my buddy Lane Adams, who's hilarious on Twitter, he said, like, what should the punishment be? Wrong answers only, like that whole thing.
Yeah.
And my favorite one was they should all have to wear double ear flapped helmets up to the plate. And if you play baseball,
shots fired.
The greatest thing about the greatest thing about the big leagues is your single ear flap helmet. It just signifies that you made it. Okay, when you go down to the minor leagues and have to wear a double ear flap, it's horrible.
Damn.
I don't know, man. That's a big if, right? Like, again, I don't want to speak on this. And yeah, you're trying to set me up to like be all over.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I appreciate you trying to set me. You're trying to like, you know, get the trajectory going here. Yeah, but
get them follows up, bro.
You want to do a real fun conversation? How ridiculous is it that the day I go on TV, I have this fucking face? Do you see the tweets, Trev? Did you see the screenshot of the?
Oh man!
I walked out of the studio. Katie was there, and I'm like, "How'd I do?" She's like, "You just sounded good. You sounded good." Go on the street. I check Twitter, and I know people are going to be like talking about it. The first thing I see is that picture. Like, wow, it looks like he's high. I'm like, damn, my face looks like I got bit by 1,000 bees or stung by 1,000 bees.
I lost it.
Yeah, you look like a chipmunk going into hibernation, like, or whatever. Just bringing all the nuts back.
It's crazy bad.
All right, this is actually better. Let me turn the table on you guys. What do you think should happen? Because I know TJ, that's what I call you, talking Jake. You don't care. Let's go. What do you got?
I'll go. We'll save the big guy for last. Old chipmunk. Dude, like, you got to suspend guys. I don't know what the number is. And it's messed up because all these dudes are on one team, so I get the logistics nightmare on that. Like, you can't just suspend 25 Astros at once, I guess. But like, I don't know what the number is, man. But it's messed up. Like, it's the integrity of the game, and it's, you know, it, like I said, you tell me that Taubman and the Astros, they're running this whole cheating department, and again, like, I, you know, my athletic achievements went nowhere. But if you told me I made it to the major leagues and there was a chance you could tell me with two strikes that a slider was coming, I might listen to that bang. Like, I get that. But to put on a Band-Aid and straight cheat like that, like, that's so messed up. It's everything against, and, like, you have to suspend these dudes. Like, I'm not kicking out all the Astros from baseball, but they're going to have a stain on them for life, and maybe it's 50 games, and you each have to, like, overlap them or stagger them or something.
Okay, Jose,
like,
you appeal to yours now.
I will say this. Look, that is the lightest I could imagine you answering that question. I mean, if these guys get caught for having these buzzers, 50 games, no way.
Okay, well, you go then again.
I mean,
I think they should have to play Jake's Apple game.
I love all the things that people are coming up with. That's more fun to me than a year suspension. Like,
so Jake wants to get apples thrown at him? We've told you this probably, right?
I don't know.
Yes. Yeah, let's do that. Let me do that.
Line Houston up, and you know, everyone gets an apple.
I like Chris Ferry in the YouTube chat here says the Astros and Sox should lose the DH and still have to play in the AL. Kind of fun.
It's kind of fun.
Red Sox got thrown in there a little bit. Still shouldn't be fully correlated, but I'm here.
I wish that we could just get a clear investigation with actual like answers to everything, because it feels like MLB did what I said they were going to do. Like, yes, they cheated in 2017. We have proof of that. We didn't find it in 18 or 19, and we haven't found any other team doing it. That's the best result for Major League Baseball. They get to say it's not rampant, it's not a league-wide problem, and it only was one half of one season in the playoffs there, and shit like that. And it just feels like that was such the easiest option to conclude the investigation with. They had to have found more. So we'll see what the Red Sox one says. And I just, it just sucks that like forever, I feel like we're going to be like, remember that? Maybe. Who knows?
Literally. Yeah, but you know, I agree with you with what you said. But when this whole thing with the trash cans came out, it only took 48 hours. And there was just damning evidence against them. People started pouring over the tapes. You had the monitor come up. You had the towel come up. You had more people saying stuff. Then you get a hold of the audio and make the video. Like, if there's stuff out there, it's going to come to light. And I don't know if that's the same thing is going to happen with this, with the buzzers, but it could, man. Like, yeah. Think about all the post game newsreels that are in the clubhouse after every single game. Guys take their shirt off then. Like if he goes and gets taped up and he's in there pregame and there's camera rolling and he puts his jersey on, there's a clip, you know, like there could be a mistake out there and people are going to find it. So we'll see. It's been a very hectic day, and I just don't see this going away anytime soon.
Yeah, that's kind of like, let's get to the season. Because once the season starts, yes, it moves too fast. There's 15 games every night. It moves too fast. This will get washed out. And, you know, I don't know if I want that to happen or don't want that to happen. You know, because I want it.
I want justice, but.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. All right. You know, last words?
Well, something I always preach, I relate it to the NBA or NFL. Hey, it's January 16th, and baseball was in the news, boys. It's
baseball's
not,
dominated it's, this
it's
cycle.
It's not the way I was hoping for, but baseball still has people that care, and like Trevor said, justice is a good word, but this sucks. I think we all agree that Mendoza take today was awesome.
I got my last words on this. Whoever's watching this, I really want you to know that the overwhelming majority of players play the game straight up. Okay? Like, I'm not on some island here. Like, I always claim, you know, I didn't do anything because it's true. But, like, I'm not, like, a minority. Like, everyone mostly does. Okay? So, like, don't let the loudness of the minority take over the majority. Like, this game is... better than it was when the steroid scandal was going on. It's not as rampant of cheating as that time. We'll get over this, and we have so many young, awesome players in the league that it's going to be okay.
I also, just one final thing is that everyone needs to change the way they talk about what the Red Sox did and what the Astros did. Like, like I said with Jack Flaherty, like, we need to call the part that everyone's kind of okay with decoding the sequence or decoding signs. And what the Astros did, stealing. Because so many people, dude, all these pundits like Jessica Mendoza going on, they have no idea what they're talking about. They don't do research, and they're lumping all this together. And one is decoding sequences. And if you're not using that algorithm machine, great. Part of baseball. The other, having a camera.
One is not.
One's cheating, one's not. But everyone's lumping them together. And then they're saying, like, there's eight teams that are doing the same thing. Well, are they doing what the Red Sox were doing? Because there's 30 of those teams. Or are they doing what the Astros are doing? Because there's maybe like 3 to 5, if not less.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I think less. I really do. I really do. Unless I'm, like I said, completely naive about this whole situation, which I really don't think I am. Less.
All right. Well, thanks for joining. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks to the patrons that hung out with us and did the chat. Any questions we got in there, Jake?
Altuve's home runs off changeups, not looking that up. I am not Carlos Beltran's niece. I want to snip that one in the butt. No, I think we were hoping to go 20 minutes. Where do we land? 40 or so?
40. Yeah. That always happens. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming. For talking. We'll see you guys later. I was about to say go Yanks at the end, but I won't, because this is talking baseball.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.